Blog Talk Radio.
Background noise. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. How are you all doing?
Good. Okay, let me take a roll call here. Caller's still joining. Okay, we got Mom and Pop.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Yeah.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
And I have someone else. The last number ends 9757.
That's Ivana and Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. All right. Praise the Lord.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. Loretta, you want to start us off with the reading?
Okay. I'm picking up in Exodus 38 is still the construction of the tabernacle, the craftsmen's at work. Exodus 38, the burnt offering altar was also constructed of acacia wood. It was 7.5 feet square at the top and 4.5 feet high. There were four horns on the four corners, all of one piece with the rest. This altar was overlaid with bronze. Then he made bronze utensils to be used with the altar, the pots, the shovel, the basin, the meat hook, and the frying pan. Next, he made a bronze grating that rested upon the ledge about halfway up. Four rings were cast for each side of the grating to insert the carrying poles. The carrying poles themselves were made of acacia wood overlaid with bronze. The carrying poles were inserted into the rings at the side of the altar. The altar was hollow with plank siding. The bronze wash basin and its bronze pedestals were cast from the solid bronze mural donated by the women who assembled at the entrance of the tabernacle. Then he constructed the courtyard. The south wall was 150 feet long. It consisted of drapes woven from fine twine linen thread. There was 20 posts to hold the drapes with bases of bronze and with silver hooks and rods. The north wall was the same as 150 feet long and 20 bronze posts and base with silver hooks and rods. The west side and the east side of the wall were made from drapes supported by 10 posts and basins and with silver hooks and rods. The drapes at each side of the entrance was 22.5 feet wide, each with 3 posts and 3 bases. All the drapes making up the walls of the courts was woven of fine twine linen. Each post had a bronze base, and all the hooks and rods were silver. The tops and the posts were overlaid with silver, and the rods to hold the drapes were solid silver. The drapery covering the entrance to the court was made of fine twine linen, beautifully embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet threads. It was 30 feet long and 7.5 feet wide, just the same as the drapes composing the walls of the court. It was supported by 4 posts and 4 bronze bases and with silver hooks and rods. The top of the posts were also silver. That was the reading out of Exodus 38, 1 through 19. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the reading, Loretta. We have 2 new callers. We have Auntie Marie and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Yes.
And Auntie
Good
Carrie.
Evening.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
All righty. Well, let me do a roll call, and then Loretta, you want to start us off, and then I'll bless the line.
Amen.
Okay. We have Mom and Pop, Loretta, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Ivana, Kayla, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, and Auntie Carrie. Did I miss anyone? Okay, well, welcome everyone. Loretta, go ahead and start us off.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Fear not, my people. Be glad and rejoice, for he has done amazing things for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for waking us up to enjoy another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving because of your unfailing, unconditional love. We are thankful that you are continually forgiving us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. Lord, bring your words to life for us and let us see ourselves in your great story of love and redemption. Speak to us as we seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Angela, do we have a new caller?
No.
1 last 4-digit 9757.
That's Kayla and Ivana.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump on into our program. I'd like to start off with Auntie Janet. Would you like to lead us this morning?
This afternoon. Okay. I would like to share from Heavenly Gifts of Wisdom. It's a prayer in the heart of all that are wise hearted. I have put my wisdom. I have the power, Lord, to heal me. I don't doubt that for a minute. You crafted me. You can recreate me. I trust in your creative ability. I know you love me. You sent your beloved Son for my redemption. And you shower me with blessings daily. I trust in your love, Lord. Your desire to bring me health. It's a little harder to trust in your wisdom. I think I know what I want here. I know what I want my healing to look like. But how do you want to pull that off? Seriously, what's your idea of my wholeness? How would you like to accomplish my healing? I'm guessing will want to touch my mind, my soul, my attitude, my relationship, and perhaps my health. So let's do it. Lord. I trust in your wisdom to heal all of me. In the name of your son, Jesus, we offer this petition and prayer up to you. Amen.
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 Thank
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Thank the Lord.
Ivana, would you like to go next?
Oh, looks like we may have lost her. Oh, there she is. I'm sorry.
Ivana, would you guys like to go next?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to do a little portion about friendship, something that I'm trying to study on. How important is friendship? Sometimes we take friendship for granted because we have maybe brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles or so, but friendship is extremely important because God, being God, consider us friends, so it has to have some merit to it. So I came across this little reading where it has different scriptures about friendship, and one that kind of stuck out for me was in Proverbs, where it says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but a friend who sticketh closer than a brother." The issue is here that you may have a friend. You may have a friend, but one must be a friend in order to have a friend. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy, multiple kisses, is sharp as iron. So one man sharpens another. Thank you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Ivana. Okay. Auntie Carrie, would you like to go next?
Yes, I was coming from Colossians. Putting on a new man. Put on, therefore, as an elect of God, holy and beloved, bowel of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, unto these which also are called in the body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in song and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in words or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. I'll take care. Okay, Auntie Marie, would you like to share any good news with us today?
I'll pass.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Auntie Doc?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hills, from his on my head. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not be by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve all from all evil. He shall preserve their soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forward and forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Thank you for that reading,
Auntie Dawn. Great. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. My reading is from Romans 5:4. So when God told Abraham that he would give him a son who would have many descendants and become a great nation, Abraham believed God, even though such a promise just couldn't come to pass. And because his faith was strong, he didn't worry about the fact that he was too old to be a father at the age of 100 and that Sarah, his wife at 90, was also much too old to have a baby. But Abraham never doubted. He believed God, for his faith and trust grew ever stronger, and he praised God for this blessing even before it happened. He was completely sure that God was well able to do anything he promised, and because of Abraham's faith, God forgave his sins and declared him not guilty. Now, this wonderful statement that he was accepted and approved through his faith wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was for us too, assuring us that God will accept us in the same way he accepted Abraham. When we believe the promises of God who brought back Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, he died for our sins and rose again to make us right with God, filling us with God's goodness. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading,
Loretta. Amen. Okay, Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm coming out of Daily Word from 1990. It said, "Today I joined the silent unity in prayer. My true unchangeable identity is this, a beloved child of God." And it says spiritual identity. We may attempt to connect our identity with our job, our hobby, or our relationship. However, we always find that something is lacking in our effort to define who we are in this way. We take comfort in the sure knowledge that our true basic identity is spiritual. We are children of God. As such, we are much more than we could ever be by human effort alone. Our spiritual identity is essential and unchangeable, regardless of how the circumstance in our life changes. Whenever there is a change in our relationship, job, or social group, we remember that through it all, we remain children of God. The eternal change do not change our spiritual identity. As we focus on this truth, we feel a sense of peace and power. We accept and master the change in our lives. It is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And that's coming out of Romans 8:16. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother. We have another caller joined that ends in 2847.
Elliot Warner, and I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
What was the name?
Elliot Warner.
Elliot Warner. Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome. Elliot Warner. Okay.
Alrighty. Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 150. That praise be the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the summit of harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. All righty. Sister Shirley, do you have anything to share this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming from Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to moan, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he labors? I have seen the travel which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts. So he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work but God maketh from the beginning to the end. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Okay. Miss Kayla, do you have anything to share this evening?
No, I'm going to pass.
Amen.
Okay. All righty. Pops, do you have anything to share with us this evening?
I'm going to read the sponsor reading. And the subject is the pre-existence of Jesus. And we'll find out in 1 John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him, there was not anything made. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Paul. That concludes our first round. So if you would all, did I miss anyone? Okay. If we'll turn it over to Loretta for our sick and shut-in.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bind up the spirit of sickness and send it back to the pits where it comes from. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken Daddy Verna, Uncle Willie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Chelsea, Ruth Edwards, Tony, Malachi, the Rossiter family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Doretha and Jesse Verner, Calvin Avery, Desert Kendrick, Eileen Holliday, the Boyers family, Eric Bryan, Loretta and Latoya Simmons, Sister Shirley and family, the Moody family, the Williams family, Marianne and family, DeMarcus, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, Dwight Thomas and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask you to help us to hear your voice and to lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and seeking the truth. Father God, we come to you with gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. The spirit of sickness, we rebuke you and bind you in the name of Jesus, along with the roots, and loose you to go where Jesus Christ sends you. We apply the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul, in my sanctified soul, down in my soul, it cries holy. Amen, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Loretta. All righty. And now we will acknowledge our birthday for this week. Birthday is starting April the 25th and through April the 30th. And I will start off with one of our very own, Auntie Janet, on the 28th.
No, we didn't talk about our family. Oh, that's my granddaughter, Janet. Jeanette.
Your granddaughter, Jan? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then we have Monique
Thank
on
you.
The 27th. Those are the only two that I have. Are there any other birthdays for this week, the 25th through the 30th?
We forgot our anniversary last week, so we just want to introduce it this week.
Oh, praise
okay.
the Lord.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. So can I get Auntie Di, would you like to sing a happy birthday song for us?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Happy Amen. Birthday and many, many more. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. And we will move right on into our program, the second portion of it, where we have an opportunity to acknowledge and I'll share testimonies, acknowledge, I just want to blame Brenda, say a poem or sing a song, whichever you would like. And we once again, we're going to acknowledge Mom's and Pop's anniversary at this moment. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
How many years?
Congratulations. 4, 5
You're supposed to know that.
Get it right, girl. Get it right.
Oh, boy. I don't know how you forgot that.
Well, congratulations.
Okay.
All right. Well, I would like to start off with Auntie Marie. Would you like to share any additional news with us today?
Okay, I'm coming from 2 Peter in the 3rd chapter. This, my beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembering, that ye may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of us, the apostle of Lord and salvation. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scornful walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of him coming? But since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, reading that to you, Marie. I'm moving right along. Let's see, Auntie Betty, do you have any additional news to share with us today?
Yes. I'm the same old using song.
Amen.
One more time. God has allowed us to come together. The one more time. Oh, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yes, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to serve again. The one more time, yeah. One more time. One more time. And God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time.
All right.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Auntie Carrie, would you like to share?
Yes, I would like to read Proverbs 4:23-27. Keeping your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. Put away from thee a foul mouth, a perverse lip, and put on thee. Let thy eyes look straight on, and let thy eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay, Auntie Dot.
Thank you. I'm going to read Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11th disciple went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted him. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dad. Miss Kayla, do you have any more to share with us this evening?
Yes, we'll be singing a song.
Amen.
Yeah. I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
Oh, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock. He's my rock. My rock, my sword, my shield. He's my will. He's my will. In the middle of a wheel.
He won't never.
He won't never. Never let me down.
He's just a jewel.
He's just a jewel that I have found.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love to praise his name.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 I love to praise his name, oh hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I love to praise his name, oh I love to praise his holy name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Love to praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Kayla and Ivana. All righty. Sister Shirley?
Yes, I would like to share a reading. Fully committed, no turning back. We are in a season of commitment. Not just being committed, but being fully committed. Everything God has for you and I is set before us. Once we start this journey, there is no turning back. The Bible declares that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong. There are going to be times when we can't run as fast as we used to. Neither will we be as strong. But understanding that there is no turning back, our commitment allows us to endure to the end. So on today, don't commit some of you. Be fully committed. But there is no turning back. Fully committed. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Okay. Pops, would you like to go next and share some more good news with us?
Okay. Let me see. Can I whoop on this? Yes, sir. That's when Mary Haley and all the professions that went on. We're trying to hang one in, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. I decide to follow Jesus.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No one join me. Still I will follow. No one join me. Still I will follow. No one join me. still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. He will behind me, the cross before me. There were behind me, the cross before me. There were behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Turning back. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Let's see here. My reading is from the Daily Bread, and the title is Solid Helper. The Lord gets similar treatment. He often gets blamed when something goes wrong, but he seldom gets credit for all the things that goes right. Every day, people get up, they get dressed, they drive to work or school or to the grocery store, and return safely to their families. No one knows how many times God has protected us from harm. But when there is a tragedy, we ask, where was God? Mm-hmm. When I consider all the wonderful things that God has done silently on my behalf each day, I realize that my list of praises should be much longer than my list of petition. Mm-hmm. Reading out of Isaiah 25:1. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Mother, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm coming out of the Daily Bread. And the subject is, I am blessed with an understanding heart and mind. Understanding. Solomon realized that in order to be an effective king, he needed to understand to lead the people of Israel. When the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked what should be given him, Solomon chose understanding. It was through understanding that all else was added to him and that he was able to be a great, prosperous king. Understanding is for us today, for it is a gift from God. With understanding, we see the overall picture of life. We have that moment, we have that mountaintop experience of being able to comprehend and facet a diversity of life. Solomon asked only for understanding, but God also bestowed riches and honor on him. Like Solomon, when we have true understanding, all other things are added. The gift of understanding, riches, blesses us. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind. That's coming out of 1 Kings 3:12. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, I'm going to attempt to sing a song here.
Amen.
Bear with
Amen.
Me. Bear with me.
Hello.
Even on time, God.
Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
I'm just going to read these verses. Just ask the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, by the mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them and Pharaoh on their backs. But from out of nowhere, God stepped in and put a highway just like that. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
All right.
He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You can ask the 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks of the river with two fishes and five loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed on that multitude. But what he did way back then, he can do that today for me and you. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen.
Well, before that concludes our program today, before we close out, do anyone have anything else they would like to share?
Go ahead, Auntie.
Okay, from Heavenly Gifts of Wisdom. It says, I woke up at dawn this morning from restless nights of sorrow, praying that with the daylight might come a bright tomorrow. My heart is cold and hopeless as winter's deepest chill. I cried out for understanding and to know my Father's will. While treading upon a garden path, hushed in the fragrant air, I spied a tender rose, its tassel bowed as if in prayer. As I gazed in silent awe, it occurred to me, he knows, the tears my Lord had shed for me are the dew upon the rose. Amen.
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 Amen. Loretta?
I would just like to welcome back Auntie Marie and Auntie Carrie. We missed you last week, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear my son on today.
Yeah,
man.
He fell off.
He dropped.
Praise the Lord.
He came on for a little while. Amen. All right. Okay, any more news? Any more good news? All right. Well,
I walked out on my job. Is that good news?
You what?
I walked out on my job. Is that good news? I felt like Mama.
Yes.
I felt like Melo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Tell me to
do that.
Just pray for me.
God bless.
All right. We will pray for you, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I will go ahead with the closing prayer and start off with, may God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sign, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. May flowers always line your path, and sunshine light your day. May sunbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you, and a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I will turn it over to Loretta to close us out.
Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. We had some good words tonight. Mom came to us out of Romans, a beloved child of God. And then she came back out of 1 Kings, I am blessed. Dad shared with us pre-existing of Jesus. And then he came back and he followed up with a marvelous song, I Decided to Follow Jesus. And Sister Shirley was able to back that up with No Turning Back, what she shared with us, and she shared out of Ecclesiastic. And then Ivana and Kayla shared a wonderful song with us. I love to praise him. Amen. Auntie Marie came out of 2 Peter. Auntie Dot was out of Psalms and Matthew. Auntie Carrie came out of Colossians, Proverbs, Keeping Your Heart. And Angela shared with us a beautiful song. He's an on-time God. Amen.
Amen.
All the wonderful things. And Auntie Janet came to us out of a heavenly gift of wisdom. And he woke us up this morning. Praise God. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. And we'd like to continue to welcome Ivana and Kayla back with our program. And we ask that everyone remember to put on your full suit of armor this week for protection from your enemy. For God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in his words. Put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you and good night.
Good night.
We love you. Good night.
I love you.
Have a blessed week.
Yeah. Good night.